You be seated. What a joy it is to be in the house of God this morning. And to my right is our wonderful liturgist, Joanne Carlson.
Yes.
Yeah. Take over, girl.
All right. Do we have any announcements? No? Okay.
Well, yes and no, we do, but we don't. Next week is March. And you know what's happening in March?
Mm-hmm.
Easter on the 31st. I think Phil's got that in here. Maybe not. And then the other thing is in May is Heritage Sunday, but Easter Sunday we'll do a sunrise service down here at the pond.
Yes.
But we won't eat on the second Sunday in March because we're going to eat on Easter Sunday after church. So no second Sunday dinner in March, but we will eat at the end of March. So that's a good thing to remember.
Okay.
All right.
Anybody? Oh, yes.
Dan and I, actually, the last Sunday at the meeting, we talked about maybe having some sort of spring fling thing right before Easter, maybe this Saturday before Easter, not the one before. The 24th, yeah. Anyway, we're working on ideas. We're trying to be creative. We don't want it to feel religious as much as we want it to feel community.
Yeah.
Oriented, where everybody can come. So we're going to try to have some music, try to have some games, and hot dogs, peanuts, something like that, and just have a good day, Easter egg hunt with some prizes in the eggs. We'll announce what time that will be to the meeting with me, and they'll show up on the Monday Easter. It'd be a week earlier before Easter, but we're hoping to build to Easter, where people will come and visit us on that Easter morning. So, pray about that. If you have any ideas, bring them to us, and we're not serving out the landlords of this thing. It's just we're trying to put it together and figure out what we can do that would attract some young people to our location.
Yeah, we had a good church council meeting last week, and hopefully we can get back on a regular schedule because it was so wonderful to communicate and kick things around, and because we're all concerned about people, and people need the Lord, as that wonderful song says. So we want to not just fill the church up, but we want to do a little bit of outreach and get people to experience the love of God that is in this little church called Bethel. So. It was great.
And I have to tell you, I was shocked. We were so pumped up after that meeting on the outreach program and trying to get people to come into this church. So we left here before we met Joanne and Darlene at Captain D's up on Monroe and Highway 10. So we decided we were going to go to Captain D's. We get down here at the Circle, Capitol Circle in Tennessee, it's a red light. And we're talking, and I said, you know, after the church, we should take these coffee bags and just throw them to the people we see.
Yeah.
So Mark says, yeah, we should do that. So he rolled down his window, and he yelled at the car next to us with a lady to roll down her window, and she wasn't rolling it down fast enough. So he grabs a bag and jumps out of the Jeep and runs over to her car and says, you missed a great church service this morning. And we gave her the bag, and he got back in and says, we'll see you next week. And she says, okay.
Yeah,
like
right,
that.
Yeah.
You miss a great service. So.
And in case you don't know, there's still some of that bag back there. Take a handful of them. It's a wonderful way. It's got in there a little piece of jewelry. It's got our card in there, and I don't know what all. And just here.
I thought you were saying you rolled down the window and threw it.
Because the light turned green when we were sitting there. Well,
that
going
that
off.
But it's really cool to see the smile on somebody's face when you hand them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She had little kids with her. She was like, oh. After she got over the shop, she was
so take a handful of them. They're in the box over there. And, pass them out.
It was quite inspiring.
Yeah, it's good. All right. What else? Anything else going on?
No.